Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. Caucus voters in Iowa will cast their ballots for the Republican presidential nominee a week from tomorrow. And just a week later, it's the first presidential primary in New Hampshire. Candidates are on bus tours, town hall meetings, and hitting the airwaves with a barrage of ads. But what are candidates doing to reach a growing and possibly critical block of voters in the 2012 election, Latinos? For a look at that, we're joined by Matt Barreto, a pollster with Latino Decisions. Welcome.
Thank you.
Matt, first of all, how important is the Hispanic voting bloc to the candidates this time around?
Well, you know, it's true that it is the fastest growing segment of the American electorate. And we find that that concentration is happening in very, very important battleground states across the country. And so I think that you'll see a lot of attention on Latino voters, and especially those Latino voters in some of these key, really divided states.
So let's see how candidates and groups trying to influence the election then are trying to reach out to Latino voters. This summer, there was a bit of an ad war between Crossroads GPS, that's run by a Republican Karl Rove's conservative group, and they launched a Spanish-language TV ad. It featured a flashing alarm clock and a woman saying she has trouble sleeping some nights. Let's listen.
Yo apoyé al presidente Obama porque se expresaba tan bien, pero desde entonces...
And she's saying that she supported President Obama because he spoke beautifully, but things have gotten worse. She mentioned the stimulus package, which she said failed to create jobs. How did this ad do in the Latino community?
The president's approval ratings have been slipping among the entire public, but they've also been slipping among Latinos. And I think Republicans were trying to take advantage of that and say, hey, look, we know you voted in high numbers for Obama, but he hasn't delivered on some of his promises. And that's exactly what the ad gets to. How effective it was, I think that remains to be seen. And there's not too much evidence at this point that it helped woo any Latinos over.
Well, the Democratic National Committee countered that ad with this television commercial.
Detrás de los anuncios que pretenden preocuparse por nuestros hijos están los republicanos.
The narrator is saying, behind the ads that pretend to care about our children, it's the Republicans who would end the Medicare guarantee while protecting tax cuts for the very rich. So how did that play against that GOP ad?
Well, I think that is going to become the key issue, the Democratic ad saying, yes, the Republicans are running ads, but they don't really care about the Latino community. And I think that's going to be the big debate, as whether or not Latino voters are looking at both of these parties and saying, are either of these parties doing anything besides just running a couple of ads in Spanish? And what exactly are they doing in terms of their policies and their actions to help and promote the Hispanic community in America? We know that both African Americans and Hispanics have been hit very hard by this economy. And those are two groups that voted in very, very high numbers for Barack Obama in 2008. And I think that is going to be the larger question. Not just are they feeling the effects of the economy now, but do they trust the Republicans to fix the economy? And in our polling to date, we have not seen that trend at all. Latino voters are still telling us routinely in our Infomedia tracking poll that they blame the policies of Bush more than the policies of Obama for the current problems, and that also that they trust the Democratic Party more than they trust the Republican Party to fix the economy. So while the economy is a huge issue, I think the Republicans still have a lot of work to do there connecting with Latino voters.
Well, if Republicans have a lot of work to do to connect, what are they doing? Are they advertising on networks that reach Latino voters like Univision?
Well, you know, right now it's still very early for the Republicans. They're focusing just on their primary election. And for them, they're really focusing on middle-class white voters. And if anything, they're alienating Hispanic voters. There had been a number of ads and also campaign rhetoric talking about securing the border and kicking out illegal immigrants and cracking down on border checks and making English the official language. This is all sending the wrong message to the Hispanic community that you're not welcome, that you're not a part of this party. And so the Republicans at this point are really backpedaling, and we haven't seen much in terms of direct outreach.
Newt Gingrich appears to be the only Republican candidate right now who's extended an olive branch to Latinos and even has a website called The Americano. I'm wondering if his message, his website, his attempts here are resonating.
Well, I would say that's right, that Newt Gingrich has sort of tried to take a different stance than the other Republican candidates. If we recall, we had folks like Herman Cain calling for an electrified fence that would have a sign saying this will kill you, and Michelle Bachmann and Rick Santorum really being amongst the strongest anti-immigrants. So here you have Gingrich really sort of taking a stance and saying, hey, we need to change our language, we need to change our policies. And I think that that will start very slowly, that will start to provide an opening for the Republican candidates to have a conversation. It doesn't mean they're going to win the Latino vote by any stretch, but it means that they'll be able to start to have a conversation with Latinos instead of just immediately turning the community off through the negative language.
Well, how has the Latino media been covering this race so far? I mean, Univision is the largest, and it competes with many English language networks. How have they portrayed the race?
You've really seen both Univision and Telemundo ramp up their coverage. And they also both happen to take a little bit more of a public service announcement sort of side of this, of reminding the audience of the importance to register and to vote and to take part in the process.
In this race, too, we've seen a lot of presidential debates getting the message out. I'm wondering, have there been debates on Spanish language television stations?
Well, that's an excellent question. And we were all excited. There had originally been an agreement with Univision that they would host a Republican debate ahead of the Florida primary, where there are many, many Latino Republicans in the state of Florida who will be participating in the Florida primary. And that fell apart after some fights between the Republican Party and the television station. And then there was word that perhaps Telemundo would step in and they would host a Spanish language debate. But to date, none of the Republican candidates have agreed to appear on Spanish language TV and take their message directly to Latino voters. I think this is a significant problem, and we're finding this in our tracking poll when very, very high percentages, over 70% of Latinos are telling us that the Republican Party is either ignoring Latinos or being downright hostile towards Latinos. And by failing to go out and appear on Spanish TV and take their message to Latinos, it's hard for them to change that message and change that image.
Matt Barreto is a pollster with Latino Decisions, speaking to us about the role of Latino voters in the upcoming presidential election. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Still ahead today, remember the 1990s when you had to dial into the internet? Authors Carolyn Mackler and Jay Asher do. The characters from their new novel log in and look to the future, and the things they see on Facebook scare them. News is next here and now.